Tigers at Twilight. Chapter 1. How Far Away. Jack and Annie walked past the Frog Creek Woods on their way home from the library.
I miss Teddy, said Annie.
Me too, said Jack.
He's a really smart dog, said Annie.
Yeah, said Jack, and brave.
And wise, said Annie.
And funny, said Jack.
And here, said Annie.
What? Said Jack.
Here,
Annie pointed at the Frog Creek Woods. A small dog with tan-colored fur was peeking out from the bushes.
Arf, arf,
he barked.
Oh, wow, Daddy, said Jack.
The little dog ran off into the woods.
Let's go, said Annie.
She and Jack raced after Teddy. The Frog Creek Woods glowed with late afternoon sunlight. The dog ran between the trees and finally stopped at a rope ladder. It hung from the tallest oak tree and led up to the magic treehouse. Teddy waited for Jack and Annie to catch up. He panted and wagged his tail.
Hi, you, cried Annie.
She picked up the little dog and hugged him.
We missed you.
Yeah, silly, said Jack.
He kissed Teddy. Teddy licked his face.
Is it time to get our third gift? Asked Annie.
Teddy sneezed as if to say, of course. Annie grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Jack put Teddy inside his backpack and followed. They climbed into the treehouse. There was the note from Morgan Le Fay. It was on the floor, just where it had been 2 days ago. Jack let Teddy out of his pack. Annie picked up the note and read,
This little dog is under a spell and needs your help. To free him, you must be given 4 special things. A gift from a ship lost at sea, a gift from the prairie blue, a gift from a forest far away, a gift from a kangaroo. Be wise, be brave, be careful. Morgan.
Jack touched the first 2 gifts, which they had already gotten, a pocket watch from the Titanic and an eagle's feather from the Lakota Indians of the Great Plains.
Now we have to get the gift from a forest far away, said Annie.
I wonder how far away, said Jack.
I know how to find out, said Annie. Where's our book?
She and Jack looked around the treehouse for one of the research books that Morgan always left them.
Arf, arf!
Teddy pawed a book in the corner. Jack picked it up and read the title, Wildlife of India.
Oh, man, India, he said. That's very far away.
Let's get going, said Annie, so we can free Teddy.
Jack pointed at the cover of the book.
I wish we could go there, he said.
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still, but only for a moment. Chapter 2. Ka and Ko. The warm air burst with sound.
Kako! Ee, ee! Ok, ok!
What's going on? Said Jack.
He and Annie looked out the window. The sky was lit by an orange glow as the sun went down. The treehouse was in a tree by a stream at the edge of a forest. The wild screeching and cawing came from the forest's tall leaves.